This is a translation of Srila Vaishnavpada Babaji Maharaj's Harikatha on Sri Chaitanya Chandramritam by Srila Prabhudhananda Saraswati Pad on 18th October 2005 in Meera Manoranjan Dharmashala, Radhakund.
Sura Pratha Padabja Seve Vishabhiji Prastarayati Somadhura Prema Pijushabhiji Kobalaha Kascha Vrithaha Kaiha Jaramati Ka Bodhu Sarve Shamai Karasasyam Kimapi Hari Pade Bhakti Bhajam Babhuva Kali Yuga Bhavana.
Sri Sriman Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality Himself and is the embodiment of Prem, has appeared in this fallen age of Kali. He is an ocean of mercy. He is all... all qualified. And his most confidential, dear associate is Srila Prabhudhananda Saraswati Charan. He is Sriman Mahaprabhu's one of great associates, and he is revered by all the Vaishnavas of the world. He has written in his Chaitanya Chandramritam, which is a very great treatise on Sriman Mahaprabhu. He has glorified Sriman Mahaprabhu in his verse number 117. He has written that Sriman Mahaprabhu, he gave the qualification to everybody to practice Prem Bhakti. And as long as this Kali Yuga will be present, we are all worthy of practicing this highest form of Bhakti. So, we, the fallen souls of Kali Yuga, are indeed blessed. Today, all of us can practice Prem Bhakti and all of us can serve Sri Sri Radha Madhav's lotus feet. We can all gain what was not available even to Brahmaji and Shivji. We only have to put in little effort on our part. We will have to put in just a little labor, not much, just a little. Just as spending 1 rupee and we can make a profit of 1 million in the same manner. Of course, this is a material example which is not proper, because the comparison between spending 1 rupee and earning 1 million rupees, it is just not enough to compare with what Mahaprabhu has given us. Srila Prabhudhananda Saraswati Pad is saying,
Bishop Biji Prastar Ayati Shumadhura Prema Piyusha Biji Kumbala Kascha Vritha Kaiha Janamati Ka Vadhu Ko Varaka sarvesham ekarasaswami kimapi haripade bhakti bhajam bahuva.
It is a wonderful verse. Sura Prartha Padabja Seve means that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet are so much beautiful that even the demigods want to worship them. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita proves this. We find Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita telling us that Brahmaji, Shivji and all other demigods, they are coming down on this earth to worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. The Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written that in that beautiful Falguni Purnima, that is full moon day in the month of Falgun, when the Lord appeared in Shachi Mata's house, then the demigods all appeared in the form of mortals to prostrate themselves before the Supreme Personality. It is wonderful. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's avatar is incomparable. My only sorrow is that in spite of getting Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu so close to me, I am blind because I am very much fallen and sinful, and I could not obtain the mercy of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and I could not recognize him as the Supreme Personality and could not serve him. Sriman Mahaprabhu has given us the highest path, which is Raganuga, in order to go to the Supreme Abode. The topmost abode in the spiritual world. Then should we not just strive little bit to walk on this path? He has given us the complete process of Raganuga in this beautiful sampradaya. Is it not our duty to put in a little effort and labor and time for this? Can we not spend just one life in striving to achieve this highest goal? But I am most unfortunate because I am not so intelligent enough, and neither can my heart understand this beautiful philosophy. Srila Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad is extremely blessed. Because he is the confidential associate of Sriman Mahaprabhu, he has understood this philosophy, he has also explained it. And this is the reason why he has written such a beautiful text, such as Sri Chaitanya Chandramritam, so that we may drink little bit of this nectar which he has relished. He has written in this text that even the devatas, they are worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. When the Supreme Personality, he appeared in this material world, he who belongs to the spiritual world, to the divine world, he appeared from the unmanifested dham into the manifested dham, which is Nadia. Even today, Nadia, in Nadia, the divine pastimes are going on. Because Nadia is a divine place. In Nadia, the divine being, he appeared and he manifested his divine pastimes. And what happened then? A river of sweet prem, piyush means nectar, amritam, a river of amritam-like prem just flooded the entire creation. The entire universe was filled with a brilliant golden light. Whether he be a child, a woman or aged person, everyone got flooded in that flood. When there is a flood, then the flood does not think, oh, this is a child, let me spare him. When there is an earthquake, the earth does not forgive a child. If there is any catastrophe, the child also suffers. The child suffers. in the same way as everyone does. Today, once again, there was a catastrophe. This catastrophe occurs once in Brahmaji's lifetime. And even the children got drowned in this deluge. We still remember little Achyutananda, Sri Advaita Prabhu's son, who said, "Father, what did you say? What is that you said? You say that Sri Keshav Bharati is Sri Krishna Chaitanya's Gurudev? How could you say this? I know, even Maya Devi, who is so extremely strong, she has gripped you. Even you are in the grip of Maya." See, such a small child as Sri Achyutananda, he was teaching Sri Advaita Prabhu, who is none other than Sri Mahavishnu's avatar. The small child, he was teaching him that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could not possibly have Gurudev, that is Keshav Bharati, cannot be his guru. He is telling his father that no scripture ever proclaims Keshav Bharati to be Sri Mahaprabhu's spiritual master. Sri Advaita Prabhu lifted his son and clasped him to his bosom. He said that I am indeed blessed because some great personality has appeared in my home as my son. Similarly, Sri Raghunandan of Sri Khanda, the Lord himself asked, "Mukunda, who is father and who is son?" Because Raghunandan, he was such a high devotee. If we must see that whether a vessel of rice, if all the rice is boiled or not, we don't go and test all the rice in it. We just have to press a single grain and we know whether it is boiled. In the same manner, if we a few examples of Raghunandan and Achyutananda prove that even children, they had drowned in the huge deluge caused by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prema. Similarly, even aged people, if there is a flood, then it does not let go of the aged people. The flood does not say that, "Look, here is an old person, let's leave him." In fact, the deluge, it caught hold of all the Bhattacharyas, the Mishras, and all those aged pandits. Who else did this deluge drown? Even the illiterates, because in the realm of prem, there is no discrimination between the learned, the scholarly, and the illiterates. In our sampradaya, we have so many siddha personalities who are almost illiterate, but they are extremely high-class devotees. Because they had so much shraddha, that is scriptural faith and bhakti, that whenever they used to hear from the holy lips of their Gurudev, they used to remember it absolutely correctly. They used to hear constantly from the lips of great devotees, of pure devotees and their spiritual master, and they used to remember them. In those days, the people had so much power of memory that they used to hear Ramayana and Mahabharata, and they would memorize the entire Ramayana and Mahabharata just by hearing from the elders. What else happened? That is discrimination between the high and the low disappeared. The deluge, it flooded everybody. not caring indiscriminately, not caring for the status such as high and low. There was no caste distinctions. The deluge even erased caste distinctions. And who else was drowned in this flood? Even the women who are housewives, even they got drowned, carried away in this prem flood of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Our Vedic scriptures tell us that women must be revered. Wherever the women are happy, there the devatas reside. So just because women are confined to their homes, a flood does not leave them aside. It drowns even the housewives. Srila Kaviraj Goswami has described this very sweetly in his poem. He says that this love flood, it surged high and it covered everyone, even the women, the children, everybody. And this flood, it appeared in the desert region. Usually, the desert areas do not experience flood. Have you ever heard that there is a flood in Rajasthan or in the Sahara Desert, in the Arab countries? No, it is extremely rare. So, in the same manner, today, in entire Kalpa, in one day of Lord Brahma, there is this huge deluge. That is why there was a huge loss. A loss that is cannot be compensated. The loss was so huge because when people are not prepared for a natural catastrophe, there will be a lot of loss. And what was the loss? The loss was really huge because all the living beings from this universe disappeared, because everyone got prem and they went to the divine abode. And then from other Brahmandas, the living entities were brought and this world was filled. If we read Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita, then we will become expert in Chaitanya philosophy. There is no doubt about it. They are two wonderful granthas. I am a very small, worthless person. I am without any intelligence and without any education. For people like me, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat is much more beautiful text. It is extremely appropriate for someone like me. Srila Kaviraj Goswami has written, Manushya rochite nare oiche grantho dhanno Vrindavan dash mukhe bhakta Sri Chaitanya. This means that human beings cannot compose such a wonderful grantha. And Sri Vrindavan Das, although he is writing, the real orator is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Bhagavat is meant for a confused soul like me. When we think that I am performing so much bhajan, why am I not getting any realization? Why am I not progressing in bhakti? All these questions Vrindavan Das Thakur answers in Chaitanya Bhagavat. If we want to behave purely and we want to preach also purely, then it is possible only if we bow down and we follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Why? Because Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur is the incarnation of Vyasadeva and his writing is extremely powerful. It is because he has not shied away from criticism. It is because he has been extremely practical. He does not believe in shutting his eyes and just closing his eyes to reality. He accepts reality and he gives us sound advice how to face it. We have a habit of saying everything is Radharani's wish. We don't perform proper bhajan and we don't behave properly, and then we keep saying, oh, it is only Radharani's wish, why I am not progressing in bhajan. So this means that Sri Bhagavan does not want us to reach his lotus feet. He wants that we should continue to be sinful. For every one of our folly, we have only one answer. Sir, it is all his wish. Who am I to perform anything? The incarnation of Vyasadev, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur, he has written in simple Bangla. It is not difficult to understand his writing at all. He has written, Jeva birokto taposhi obhimani, tashabar mukheo nahiko ohridhoni. It means that although in Nabudvip there were many renunciates, there were tapasvi, but they were performing austerities, but they are full of pride. They never take the holy name. And only few of them, sometimes, very rarely, they, while taking bath, maybe they would say sometimes, Govinda Pundarikaksha, Srihari. So while bathing in the Ganga, what would all these Bhattacharya, Mishra, what would they utter while taking their bath? While bathing in Ganga, they would say Durga, Durga, and they would say that, oh mother, keep us inside the fortress. May our material wealth increase more and more. And then while bathing in Ganga, there itself, they would criticize somebody, they would gossip about somebody, and they never praised anyone. They only had the habit of criticizing, censuring others. So does it mean that nobody ever discussed Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam? Well, we must be practical, because if we ignore what is real, then we are never going to progress in bhakti. So, Vrindavan Das, he has written the truth that yes, although there was Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, yet the people never ever discussed what is their message, that is Krishna Bhakti. In fact, he has written that in the region of Bengal, which we call Rar, there one person was there. His name is Gopal, and he declared himself to be Bhagavan, God. So there Vrindavan Das Thakur, he has written that yes, he is Gopal. There is another meaning of Gopal, that is, he's a fox. So, people who declare themselves to be God, they're actually fox. In fact, he is telling that whosoever criticizes Lord Nityananda, whosoever does not accept Lord Nityananda as the Supreme Being, kick on his head. So is this Vaishnava language, to kick somebody on his head? No, this means that Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling that O Vaishnavs, if someone does not believe in Lord Nityananda, then you put the dust of your lotus feet on his head. So then he will get mercy and he will start believing in Lord Nityananda. In Navadvip, Devananda Pandit, he was a very great Pandit. There are many purports of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, but Srimad Mahaprabhu did not accept any commentary. Sri Vallabhacharya told Mahaprabhu that, "My Lord, I have written a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam." But Mahaprabhu said that, "I don't get time even to complete my rounds of Harinam. So how can I get time to read your commentary?" Vallabhacharya said that, "My Lord, I have explained the holy name of Sri Krishna very nicely." The Lord answered that, "I don't understand much about the meaning of the name Sri Krishna. All I know is that Krishna is the son of Yashoda mother and he is the son of Nanda Nandan. Actually, I'm not very intelligent. I cannot understand the commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam." Is this real? Is it true that Srimad Mahaprabhu cannot understand the commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam? No. It is because he did not like any commentary. The only commentary he liked was that of Sridhar Swami. What did the other commentaries of Srimad Bhagavatam say? They said, "Who is Putana? Putana is actually a symbol of ignorance. And Krishna killed ignorance." Sometimes they say in their commentary that Kaliya, who is Kaliya? Kaliya is not a snake. He is poisonous desires. He is the symbol. And who are the gopis? The gopis are all atmas. Who is Krishna? Krishna is Paramatma. What is the Ras dance? It is just the union of Paramatma and Atma. This is all rubbish commentary. This is not nectarine. This is not Ras. All these nonsensical commentaries were written by great pandits, so-called great pandits. You will laugh if you hear such imaginary explanations. Sri Radha Vinod Goswami, he is a great commentator of Srimad Bhagavatam. You must have heard of him. He is descendant of Sri Advaita Prabhu. And he has very powerfully criticized all these commentaries. His explanation is extremely powerful. And without debating, we can never accept a good philosophy. So it is very much essential to debate. If we hear wrong philosophy, we must debate and we must cut it off. So Sriman Mahaprabhu, he cut off Sri Vallabhacharya ji's commentary and he crushed his ego. And so Vyasa avatar Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur, he has asked with compassion that how will these people be delivered? How will these fallen souls, they get a savior? He has written that when an extremely poisonous snake called Kali Yuga bit everyone and the living entities, they were bitten by this extremely poisonous serpent. And people like me, who are so ignorant, I think that this body is mine and I am this body. And at that time, in Navadvip, everyone thought that they were the parties, and they were only interested in gathering material wealth. But they were very rich, but they never used their wealth to serve Sri Gurudev and Vaishnav. They did so much violence. They worshipped the yakshas, that is the various types of celestial beings, and they offered wine, meat. And even today, Bengal is so much full of these sort of nonsensical worships. And there are people all over the world who are so much full of violence, meat eating, liquor. It is so much abundant everywhere. I don't know if you have seen in Navadvip some festivals, and they call this as the Ras festival, but actually it is just a celebration of meat eating and liquor. And on these festivals, so many baby goats, they reach heaven. And all the devatas, they descend on this earth to take part on this in these celebrations. It's just that we don't have spiritual eyes to see them. You know what I mean. Demigods also, they are Vaishnavas. They don't want these sort of celebrations. These are only sense gratification in the name of celebrating festivals. Human beings, they just want to enjoy and satisfy their bodies under the name of feast and celebrations. So if you are practical, if you love truth, if you want to understand the present situation, then definitely you will accept that this is what is happening everywhere. Yes, we don't like to criticize. We are Vaishnavas, we don't like censuring anybody. But if we are practical, then we must realize that those who are pure devotees, they are crying out, save us, protect us. And the pure devotees today, they wish they would die as soon as possible. Because the whole world today is just full of hypocrites who are only doing sense gratification in the name of religion. So similarly, in those days also, the world was steeped in material enjoyments. And at that time, Sadashiv appeared on this earth. Sadashiv wondered that how people are going to delivered. And at that time in Navadvip, Sadashiv appeared in the form of Sri Advaita Prabhu. Because he was a great devotee, when a pure devotee sees the plight of the living beings and he cries to the Lord, he prays to the Lord for mercy, then the Lord, he appears. When his pure devotee prays to him, then only the Supreme Lord, he wakes up and he appears. All his incarnations are because the devotee prays to him. Because when the devotee's heart is pained, then the Lord feels pain in his heart. The Lord is telling in Srimad Bhagavatam that I am non-different from my devotee. Srimad Mahaprabhu accepted this. He said that I was nicely sleeping in the milk ocean, and Advaita Prabhu, he shook me up from my slumber and made me appear, descend on the earth. Sri Advaita Prabhu, he explained Srimad Mahaprabhu's message in such a manner that he explained supreme devotion, pure bhakti. Whenever he explained any scripture, this is because he was the united form of Sadashiv and Mahavishnu. At the end, when Sri Jiva Goswami Pad completed his six sandarbhas, he wrote Sarva Samvadini. In Sarva Samvadini, he summarized the message of entire Vedic Shastras. He stated that every Shastra ultimately states that Sri Krishna Bhakti. Every Shastra has got only one message, one aim, that is, we must worship Sri Krishna. So Sri Advaita Prabhu, he every time he took tulsi leaf and Ganga Jal water in his palm, and he roared and called out to the Supreme Personality. And hearing this great roar of Advaita Prabhu, Sri Krishna, he felt that he must descend on the earth. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat is a sweet Amritam-like Grantha. Every Gaudiya Vaishnav must memorize this text. Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying that there was no Krishna Bhakti anywhere. Only Shribas Pandit, he did Harinam Sankirtan in his house at night. Hearing these, those sinners said that this Brahmin, he is going to destroy all of us. Let's throw him out of Nabadweep. So in this manner, Nabadweep was such a fallen place. And to destroy, to annihilate this dreadful situation, Srimad Mahaprabhu appeared. He flooded the whole earth with prem. With prem, he destroyed all these evil tendencies. And Sri Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad, he is describing this descendants of Sriman Mahaprabhu. In that full moon night of Falgun, Falguni Purnima, there was a lunar eclipse, and countless people, after the eclipse, they went to Ganga. And everywhere you could hear Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So the Lord, he appeared. As soon as he appeared, he made everyone say Hari, Hari Bol, because only Harinam can deliver the living beings of Kali Yuga. And auspicious holy names such as Gopal, Govinda, we could hear everywhere. All the Vaishnavas, they were praying that every day in Nabadweep we should hear the holy name in this manner. Everywhere, all around the devatas, they were showering flowers from the heavens. And in the evening, in that wonderful, sweet, holy evening, Sriman Mahaprabhu manifested himself. And throughout his life, Sriman Mahaprabhu, he spread Harinam. And through Harinam, he gave this Anarpita Charing, this wonderful Raganuga Bhakti, which he had not offered earlier since a long, long time. And this flood of prema, it drowned the universe for a long, long time. But after the confidential associates, they disappeared, then slowly by slowly the sampradaya started disappearing, and all sahajiyas came around. More or less from Srila Vishwanatha Chakrabarti Pad's time, already the sahajiyas had started propagating. So this is such a pure sampradaya. Raganuga sampradaya is so pure. Mahaprabhu's message is so pure. And yet there are sahajiyas who have made this sampradaya impure. They have defiled this. They have made this full of nonsense, nonsensical things. They have brought inside this. And now there are people who are finding it difficult to distinguish between what is Raganuga and what is Sahajiya. They are calling the pure Raganuga path as Sahajiya. How can you remain blind to all this? You must propagate pure Raganuga path, and wherever you see Sahajiya, you must put it down very strongly. Sri Prabhudhananda Saraswati Pad is saying that all of us are qualified to get pure prem. All of us are qualified to get Sriman Mahaprabhu's mercy. Sriman Mahaprabhu, having kripa on us, we shall relish more of this amritam in our next session. So let us put Sri Chaitanya Chandramritam to rest for today. Radhe Radhe, Jai Gaur Jai Nitai.